Mr. Rothschild, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the
pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So
moved. We have a motion. Second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Hernandez to briefly discuss C3.
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council, this is a grant agreement with NMDOT for three project agreements totaling $49,130. The first is the End Driving While Intoxicated program for approximately $20,000. The second one is Buckle Up, Click It or Ticket for $11,500. And the last program is the STEP program for about $17,000. And this is a good thing if we can do this every year.
Very good. Questions or comments from the Council?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of liquor license application for a transfer of location of dispenser liquor license for United Supermarkets doing business as Albertsons. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of liquor license application. We'll now convene as a public hearing, and Mr. Hernandez, will you give us a brief overview, please?
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council, we had a public hearing on September 11th of 2019 regarding the transfer of location of dispenser license number 0954 for United Supermarkets, also known as Albertsons. This is basically taking it from their current location, moving it a little bit to the east to the new building. We had Mr. David Beatty and Jacob Puckett show up in support of the liquor license, and we had no one show up and oppose the license.
Thank you. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Mr. Beatty, would you come up and address the council at the podium, please?
My name is David Beatty. I'm the store director for Albertsons Market, the United Family, and we're excited to be building and near completion of a new replacement building that's going to grand open in 29 days from today, and we hope that you would approve the liquor license being moved from the existing store to the new store so that we can continue being the number two liquor sales in the whole company. We like to drink in Carlsbad. Sorry, I had to throw some sarcasm in there.
When is the opening date?
October the 23rd, Wednesday at 6 a.m. And we're supposed to put together our marketing director's brand new, and he's supposed to get a formal invitation to you guys out here really soon. We've got a lot of people's scrambling right now to make sure that that date happens, and I've been guaranteed it will. But
it's looking good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm new at this.
Hey, what happens to the pizza place on the premises? Is that going with everything? Is it when
no.
you put her down?
Yes. So we do have a shared wall there, and there's three different owners: a franchisee owner, a land owner, and a building owner. And so the one of the owners does not want to move, and so we're going to Constructors is going to be the demolition company for us, and they're going to have to figure out the engineering to demolish the old existing building with the shared wall, and they are going to stay there.
Further questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Beatty.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of liquor license application.
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If you have further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
You're approved. Number four, consider approval of a request from Carlsbad Main Street for the city of Carlsbad to act as a fiscal agent with the New Mexico Economic Development Department for an intergovernmental agreement. And I'd ask Mr. Britt to give us a brief overview, please.
Members of the council, this is a routine agreement for the city to act as the fiscal agent for $50,000 for Carlsbad Main Street. That was appropriated at the last legislature by Representative Brown for operations of Carlsbad Main Street. And Executive Director Carla Hamill is here today if you might have a question for her, but we would urge that you would consider this. It'll be a benefit to Main Street and the community of Carlsbad.
Questions for Mr. Britt? Thank you, Mr. Britt. Anyone have questions for Ms. Hamill? If not,
I'm moved.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of resolution 2019-47, a resolution declaring certain city property unusable or obsolete. Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is an item that is brought to the council several times per year, and this is an attempt to get rid of old, unusable property. It's declaring certain city property unusable or obsolete. Some notable things we have on the list this time: we have some older HP notebooks, a couple of PCs, I believe it's a 2007 Jeep Liberty, 2014 a Dodge Charger that's from the PD, and I think that pretty much summarizes the list. This has been vetted through the process and been signed off on by the appropriate directors.
Question for Mr. Hernandez.
Mike, how do these go for auction or something, or what happens to them?
These items will go to auction.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll see Mr. Jenkins then pretty
yes.
soon.
Okay. Yes.
Further questions?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2019-48, a resolution determining the delinquency of payment for water, sewer, and or garbage service as certified by the city treasurer, Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council.
Liens are filed every year against properties that leave unpaid utility bills. This year, the accounts with outstanding balances when the lien process was started was 419 accounts with dates of service April 1st, 2018 to March 31st, 2019 for a total of $69,735. First lien letters were mailed out to users and the owners of the property on June 1st, 2019. Approximately $28,300 was collected after the first letter was sent out. Second lien letters were mailed out certified to the owners of the property on July 19th, 2019. Properties with a letter of no responsibility on file were not mailed a letter. There were 73 accounts with a letter of no responsibility on file with a total of $12,600. Approximately $7,300 was collected with the second letter. Currently, there are 148 accounts remaining with outstanding balances for a total of $34,015. Total collected was approximately $35,600. Are there any questions?
Question from Ms. Saucedo.
So the lien process is going to go on, and you'll file liens on them?
Once this is approved, then I'll take the final list to the county, mm-hmm. and they'll file the liens
right.
there.
Okay, they won't be forgiven or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
No. They'll have to pay in the office, and then we provide them with a lien release letter for them to take to the county to release the lien at that point.
Okay. Sounds good.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Salcedo.
I move approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If we have further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 7, consider approval of Resolution 2019-49, a resolution adopting the required community development block grant, annual certification, and commitments. Ms. Testa.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and Council members. Before you is a resolution adopting the required community development block annual certifications. These are annual certifications in order to stay in compliance with federal regulations. It's going to include the city participation plan, the fair housing element plan, the Section 3 plan, the residential anti-displacement and relocation assistance plan, and also includes the procurement policy. And it's just the standard regulations that we have to follow. So I stand before any questions.
Question for Ms. Testa? Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of Resolution 2019-46, a resolution supporting the Carlsbad Municipal Schools bond issue. And I'd call on Mayor Pro Tem Eddie Rodriguez.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. We have a grassroots movement by a committee for Carlsbad Kids. This group is actively working in support of the bond, and this election will take place November 5th. And if I may, I'd like to call on Superintendent Dr. Gary Washburn to come up and give us a brief statement regarding the bond and the pending election.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome, Dr. Washburn.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. My brief presentation will run something in the neighborhood of 45 minutes. we've had several of you folks at our meetings as we've moved it forward. We have a significant increase in enrollment. We're projecting it right now. Our enrollment is 7,159 kids in the district. That's up from 6,400 kids about 5 years ago, and we're projected to go to 8,000 kids by 2023. So we've got a real issue, and our big issue is capacity in our elementary schools is right at the tipping point. The plan that I have proposed is for us to reopen Riverside and remodel Monterey and Sunset, and to bring Hillcrest back online. So we're going to remodel those three schools. We're going to convert to a K-5 model at our elementary schools, and we're going to move our preschool into ECEC, which is what it was designed for, because really when they built it, kindergarten was preschool, and they were doing half day. So what we're going to do is, with the $80 million, we will do six kindergarten classrooms at Ocotillo, six kindergarten classroom at Desert Willow, and then bring Riverside back online in the first year of the project. The other piece of it is we have a major locker room issue at the high school, because when we built the field house, there was no such thing as soccer. And we've got all these different sports programs and no locker room facilities for them. And we really have a Title IX issue confronting us, because we don't have adequate facilities for girls and boys locker room wise. So we're proposing to build a multi-sport locker room facility adjacent to where the existing field house is, and then remodel it. The other piece of it is we're going to build an 1,100 seat performing arts center that was always designed to be a part of the high school, and put that up. So we're going to do those things, and that ambitious, but that's what we want to do in the first year. Second year we would do Monterey and Sunset. Third year we would do Hillcrest and do the remodel of ECEC to bring those kindergarten classrooms that we would leave in ECEC, which are six, that would go to Cottonwood rather than build onto Cottonwood that we're just finishing. It's only 425 feet from that building to Cottonwood, so it makes more sense to just remodel six of those classrooms. And then the rest of that building will be preschool, so it'll be a combined preschool kindergarten wing. And then we'll start talking to the community about the new middle school that we need to build, and remodeling what I'm going to call PR, and then talk about the high school. But those are projects farther down the road. But we're really shifting a lot of things, and we're doing it very quickly, and this bond's a big start of that. So with that, I'll answer any questions if you got any.
Questions for Dr. Washburn?
Taxes.
Oh, the tax. With the bond, there will be no increase in the tax rate, because you might have noticed that the tax base has increased just a little bit. When RBC Capital came to talk to us, the tax base was $2.7 billion in 2015. The tax base this year is $6.181 billion, so we have, and $4.5 billion of that is oil and gas tax revenues. We will be able to pay down on our current $60 million bond $16 million and reduce that, so we'll be paying that off on an accelerated rate, which enables us to move these bonds forward without raising the tax rate. And so that, you know, it's a huge benefit to the community, because we can keep the tax rate the same. It's I believe, a fiscally sound plan, and it's a good use of the public's money and a good use of buildings that have good bones. We just need to update them. If you've gone to Roswell, they went through a very similar project, and if you drive by those elementary schools, they look like brand new schools. So we can do that. I can get two of those buildings for the price of one brand new one. I'm always going to do two for one if I can.
Thank you.
So when will Cottonwood be finished?
Cottonwood will be actually is scheduled to be finished in November and is on time and on budget, but we are not moving anyone into it until the fall of next year because I have experienced moving schools in the middle of the year, and I'm not a proponent of that. We can move the teachers and zone the kids in for the fall. So we'll have, and that will give us time to shake that building down and find out if there are things in it that we need to fix before teachers and kids show up.
Gary, you're not busting at the seams at the high school just like everywhere else? It seems
well,
like
actually, we're not. It's pretty amazing. The reason we aren't is because we have the Early College High School and because we've done the Eddy Enrichment Center. And so we have 130 kids enrolled at the Eddy Enrichment Center, and we have 200 kids enrolled at the Early College High School. If you move those kids back in, then yeah, we're pushing the edge of the envelope. But what we're really talking about long range there is we want to go to a career academy model. This will give us the time to design that and then come back to the community and talk about what we want to do. We were also told by the Permian Strategic Partners Group that they encouraged us, if we had a CTE plan, to come and make a presentation when we had community partners and had that lined up for them to support a very similar thing. So we've need to build that plan and put that, but they were very supportive of that idea. They would like to see that happen. So we're a ways away from that project, but I actually read something today about increasing graduation rates, and there's a program out there that says if you increase your CTE participation that you can drive graduation rates up to 95 or 90% because the kids that you lose are engaged in school because it's not about the strictly academic component. They can see how, okay, I'm doing this because I need this certification to go into welding. And so, or whatever. And so that's what we want to build. We want to build that career technical piece up, but we need to design that before we start talking about how we're going to build that building and make that work. So, steps, but we're going to go that way.
Will you explain the Eddy Enrichment Center?
We have an alternative high school. But the problem that when we said alternative high school, everybody had the connotation that it was discipline. And we do have kids that are on discipline that are at Eddy, but they are not part of the alternative group. The kids that we're using in the alternative group are kids that don't fit into a great big high school, that need a different blended learning model and are doing things. And so we've shifted that model. And so we're right in the infancy stages of that, but I'm very excited about it because it gives kids the capacity. If you've got a great deal of anxiety and you're in a 1,800-kid high school, it just overwhelms you. But if you can go to a 200, 300-kid school, the other piece of it is if we have kids that come to us and say, I've got to work, and I'm going to drop out of school because I've got to work, we can move them to the Eddy Enrichment Center. They can go on a schedule where they're working half day and doing online classes and continuing to move toward graduation. So we're creating that flexibility there. Like I said, here it's right in the very beginning stages. We built the same kind of program at Roseburg when I was there, and we graduated 52 kids this past year. And so I know it's a way to get kids to graduation, and there are kids that I can tell you honestly, the 52 kids that graduated at Roseburg, not a single one of them had graduated if we hadn't created that program. So it gets kids to graduation that would not normally get there. So it's a good program. We need to build it, and that probably will be part of bond projects as we move forward, is because a few blemishes on Eddie's score. It's a little, you know, it needs some help. It's a little old, but we're not there yet. But that'll be part of that high school project when we start moving that forward.
Other questions?
One more thing. Is the Montessorial school still in existence?
JMA is a part of our district. We actually need to think about how we're going to address that because the school district does own that building. And I actually talked to their school board president. I'm going to go meet with them, and we're going to talk about those things, and we've got to figure out how we start updating that building because it's a district-sponsored charter school, but there are kids. And, you know, we need to make sure that building's kept up. Plus, the district owns the building. So if we own the building, we need to make sure that we're doing the upkeep on it. So it wasn't part of things when I first got here, and I didn't think about it, to be perfectly honest with you. In the world I come from, charter schools own the building, so I never even thought that we owned the building. So kind of a late comer to that piece, but we are going to address that.
Further questions?
I'd like to make a comment. I'm very excited about the future and you creating vocations and these kids that aren't really cut out for the academic part of it, and they'll be able to go on and become productive citizens. And you know, we need builders, we need electricians, we need welders, everyone. And it's really exciting to me. I'm very happy to hear.
Oh,
that's part of the future.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, occasionally I'll do something. But but anyway,
any further questions?
We'd appreciate the council's support.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion for approval, Mayor.
Second. We have a motion to approve in a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Absolutely.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Washburn.
Thank you.
And everybody that showed up in support of the resolution. Number 9, council committee reports. Does anyone on the council?
Yeah, Mayor, I got an update. I recently just got back from the ECA conference in Washington, D.C., which is the Energy Community Alliance conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with other facilities, other communities that host DOE facilities in the nation. Also, we met with our delegation, New Mexico delegation. So we met with Senator Heinrich, Senator Udall, and Representative Torres Smalls and Ben Ray Lujan. So we gave them an update on the road conditions here in Carlsbad, as well as the housing problem and local issues. We also met with Senator Shelby. He chairs the Appropriations Committee on the Senate side. And we also met with Senator Feinstein, which she's also part of the committee. Senator Feinstein, we actually were able to meet with her before the Appropriations Committee met, and she was able to put a comment, which included funding to allow DOE to fund a private waste facility for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So that's going to help us a lot. So that's basically for our HOLTEP project. So she's backing us 100% because she actually has waste in her state.
Yeah.
It's been a few odds that she actually wants to.
Yeah, she's been with us for many years. Yeah.
So that's going to help us out tremendously.
Yeah.
We also met with Representative Simpson. Simpson chairs the House side of the Appropriations Committee. So we met with him, and we were able to get an additional $5 million this year and next year for underground equipment, electrical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So as well. And also, this is the first time that the House, the Senate, and the local community have agreed to $397 million for the WIT project.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very fortunate for that. Also, we met with the Department of Transportation. We basically gave them a stack of papers, the statistics of basically the crashes that are happening within our area on 285. They were very shocked about it.
Mm.
They didn't realize it was that bad. So they were going over statistics. They basically told us to write a letter to our New Mexico delegation, at which point the delegation would respond back to the Department of Transportation, and they can open an inquiry as to what's happening down here in our part of the state, which will hopefully include additional funding for roads, federal funding for roads. And also, we were able to meet with the EM 30th anniversary reception, environmental, and basically talked about WIP and how instrumental it is to the DOE complex. And basically, what it came out of is all roads lead to WIP. Basically, I basically told them, give your waste, we'll take it all. So it was a very good trip, and we accomplished a lot. So it was a good trip for not only myself, but Representative John Heaton and Commissioner Jack Rapato.
And I understand that you may be a new board member?
Yes, we have elections in November, and hopefully I'm going to be elected to the board of directors.
Yeah, that'd be great. And we appreciate all the work you've been doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, we met today with Todd Schrader, who had been promoted, and he's going to be the EM2. So it's good to have him from Carlsbad and know exactly what the problems in WIP are. So anyway, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Any other council member? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move.
I'd like to say something really quick. It's an opinion about something. I noticed in today's paper, we have a lot of time, don't we? So the jail in the middle of our city, they're going to put a fence around it, right?
I've heard many complaints about that already.
I mean, I find that almost offensive. Offensive. But to me, it makes it look really bad, I think. You know, yeah. This is opinion. But it's a low-level facility. Why would we put up a huge security fence around a low-level jail? That's my opinion.
We've got Brian Stevens here. Brian, you want to make a statement about that?
Yeah,
we have had many complaints about this already.
I really like that report too. I really like the complaints, because who would build a jail in the middle of a town, right? Okay, that's for another time. However, it's logistically impossible, physically impossible to build the fence around the entire jail. What we're trying to do is keep people that can walk directly up to the perimeter of the building, just on Main Street, between where on the north side of that block where the medical unit comes out, south side of the block where Alpha Wing comes out. And we're going to do something back there. We'll be as tasteful as we possibly can, but it will not physically go all the way around the building.
Okay, that's better.
All right.
But yeah, and this, I was told that somebody drilled a hole through the wall of the jail. Is that true?
Unfortunately, yes. The county's dealing, the detention center administrator's dealing with some security issues.
Yeah.
It all relates to mental health and drugs and types of those things.
Right.
Sometimes they get drilled from the inside out, other times they're getting drilled from the outside in. That's how bold these people are.
Wow.
So okay. It is difficult. This is one way we're going to work to hopefully reduce that type of stuff, but it does happen. But there will not be a jail or a fence physically around the entire jail.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Yes, ma'am. Would you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Jessica Lopez, and I'm a local resident here. I was born and raised here. I live on Sage Street, and I have an area of concern I'd like to bring forward to you guys. As a mother of three young girls, I have a 4-year-old, 6-year-old, and a 12-year-old. This is coming from me, and it's been about, since the beginning of the school year, lots of frustration, and you'll see why. I'm requesting immediate help for my neighborhood. Do you guys know where Sage Street is? It is in the Holledition area, and I live on the 2100 block. It is exactly one block west of Desert Willow School. The concern that I have is for the safety of the families who commute every day to that school by bicycle, by walking, by foot, basically, without the car. The problem is there is no designated parking spot for parents to drop off, go take their kids to the school, walk back to the car, and leave. So they're having to park in the little side streets that connect Sage, which is Montgomery, Cavanis, and North. They're having to park there, but they really don't go to the North Cavanis side. They just usually stay in the area where Montgomery is. Here's the problem. Bottom line, it's narrow streets. There are no sidewalks. I have a disabled child. She is very much hearing impaired. My neighbor, he has an autistic son, and there's a kid that's across the street and to the right, and they have to use a walker. Now, there is no safe way, and I'll be very honest with you guys, there is no safe way to get to that school other than being literally in the street, head on with traffic too. The right of way is all caliche and rock dirt. Unfortunately, the neighborhood that we live in, the developers did not include sidewalks in our area, only to the south of North Avenue or Street, whatever it is. And anything that was developed later on, after Puckett School was there, there was no sidewalks whatsoever, no right-of-ways, no anything. The cars end up parking in the right-of-way, which would be the place where I would technically walk my children to, but because they're there, I can't go around them, or I'm stuck going in between traffic that's coming, traffic that's parking, and literally this is just one block, two houses away on each side of Cavanis and Montgomery. So in this immediate neighborhood, there's about four streets. I did a little map for y'all, made it real simple.
Iris, Alterita, Sage. This is your Desert Willow School and formerly Puckett School. This is Cavanis and Montgomery, and this is North Street that does turn into Iris. Here's the problem. This little area right here, there's a house right here and private property, and across the street, there's two trailers here. So there is no way for people to park on the north end of Montgomery, and there is no place for people to park on this end. Mind you guys, the street's probably as narrow as that board panel right there. There is nowhere to walk. If you go on the site again, if I'm wearing my regular shoes, there's no way that I'm going to sit there and go through rock and go through mud in caliche dirt, especially if it rains. There comes the winter time, and it's not safe, and it's not conducive. I've had several instances, Friday being one of them, where I got ran off the road. The other day, pardon me, but I had to push my girls out of the way because we're on the driver's side of the vehicle trying to go back and forth every day to school and back every single day. My heart breaks because if something isn't done, even just a walkway, a pathway, something isn't done, then I think something's going to happen. And I don't want that to be the case as to why the city comes in and does something for it. Now, I understand we were built on a rock, literally a rock, and it's extremely expensive. I'm not asking for the world, but I would like for something to have been done for this state-of-the-art school that was put in the middle of a community that nobody even knows is there unless you're from here or go around there. Nobody knows that there's a school zone there. And I fear for the safety of the children that are actually going to and from school daily. Secondly, there's nothing there for people who are disabled, who are in wheelchairs. On the corner of the street, actually facing the school, there's a kid there. She's a really cool little girl, and she's in a wheelchair. I saw her and her mom the other day and said hello, and you know, they're faced having to use the wheelchair in the road. There's no way to use the side of way. So I'm asking for some help with the immediate concern that I have
for this neighborhood.
Ms. Lopez, could you get with Mr. Hernandez and myself after the meeting, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, I appreciate you, and thank you guys for your time this evening. Sorry for the tears.
Thank you.
I get too worked up sometimes.
I don't apologize for being a mommy.
Thank you guys.
Anyone else that would like to address the council? If not, that'll move us to number 10. I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Okay. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes, sir.
We're adjourned.